Mr. Probs, Waves, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We skipped over a very important new release that we should have mentioned, of course, which is the brand new song from 36 Crazy Fists.
Oh, how did we let that one slip through?
They're my favourite band of all time, pretty much, and they've got a new song called Death Eater.
Weetabix.
That is the way to start your Friday, in fairness.
That's what should have been on in the gym yesterday. Dave arrived into the gym yesterday morning complaining that, or yesterday evening I should say, that the music wasn't up to scratch because I got there before him and put on the music and it was U2's With or Without You.
It was like, I know when I want to pump iron, I want to hear Bono moaning slowly over the edge of quiet guitar.
God's sake.
Well, I hope you're very excited and enjoyed that new song by 36 Crazy Fists.
I did. I shall listen to it 57 times today.
Now, our new guest, our next guest even, in studio here at Today FM is a nanoscientist and a science communicator. She's a lecturer in the School of Physics at the National University of Ireland in Galway. But she has decided to, find a very interesting way of getting science across to a whole brand new audience. She's teamed up with a bunch of other academics and they're using comedy to talk about their research topics. Her name is Jessamine Fairfield. Hey, Jessamine.
Hello.
You are the first Jessamine that we've ever had in studio, and I have to admit that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I have not heard of many either. So Jessamine is apparently the old English form of Jasmine. Right. My parents did not want to name me Jasmine because it was like the 80s and they were afraid that I would, you know, dye my hair blue, join a punk rock band and go by the nickname Jazz. So they're like, let's keep it old school.
Yeah, or become a heroin addict as many high profile jazz musicians did.
I thought you were going to say many people in the 80s did.
Yeah, all right, people just named Jasmine. God, I can't stop them for the heroin.
But we're not here to talk about your name. We're here to talk about the interesting things that you're doing. You're using comedy to teach people about science.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, I'm a physics lecturer in NUI Galway, but then I also do improv and stand-up comedy. So I've kind of forced those two things together by running a thing called Bright Club, which is like a science and research comedy variety night. Mm. So I bring in academics. I try to teach them how to use humor to talk about their work.
That's clever in the sense that that's a problem for a lot of amazing science people that we talk to on this show who've done something incredible, and we ring them up and ask them to explain it, and then at the end of it, we're just confused, more confused than we were when we started. It's 15 minutes long. We go, we can't use this interview. You know what I mean? So, like, it's great that someone is approaching from a way that makes it familiarly digestible.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, people like comedy. Everyone has a sense of humor, and a lot more people watch comedy politics shows than watch like straight up political news shows because those can be sad. And I think the same thing is true for academic research. Like, it's very interesting and a lot of people want to know more about it. It's just that, you know, you're not going to go read like journal articles or go to a conference and listen to all the talks because that's not presented in a way that's for non-experts. So I think getting academics into a comedy setting, getting them a bit of like informal training, and a lot of them actually find it great. Like,
yeah, I was going to say
at the beginning that they're scared.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, that was amazing.
But from a personal development point of view of these people who may not naturally be good communicators, but excellent academics, this must be a great gift to give them.
Yeah, like it's a tool, you know, that you can use however you want. And there are like research communication workshops you can go to and things like that that'll talk about speaking clearly or telling a story. But I think comedy is like an extra level above that. Something that engages a lot of people, that's fun, that's enjoyable, that doesn't feel like, oh, I'm going to a public lecture. Hooray. But I think that comedy is really important for talking about really serious things. So I've tried to get people on to do comedy about like cancer or Alzheimer's or about science of torture.
And has it worked?
Sometimes.
Okay.
It's one of those things where initially people are like, but that's not funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I know that it's not like a funny thing that happens, but using humor to talk about that, to find what's funny or surprising in really important issues, I think is also incredibly valuable.
So just in terms of the world of nanoscience, let's get into that a little bit. And how do you communicate that?
Yeah, well, like my favorite way to talk about it is that when you get down to like the really, really small scale, the laws of physics just go bonkers. Like, really? Everything changes completely. This is when people talk about like quantum mechanics or the quantum scale. What defines that being so different is just that when you get down to a really small size, like the atom or close to the scale of the atom, everything is somehow totally nuts and messed up.
We've seen Ant-Man.
Yeah.
We know. We've done our research.
You mentioned the Bright Club. So that is the actual comedy troupe, is it?
It's the night. Like, it's the variety night, basically. Okay. And every night, half of the lineup would be academics who we bring in. We train them in how to try to be funny or write comedic material. And then we also get in some, like, proper sort of comedians or a comedic headliner. And then we just put on kind of a night and people come to it. And it's supported by Science Foundation Ireland, who are, I think, very nice in supporting a comedy night and being like, yes, that is public engagement with science.
It is, genuinely. It's like,
because
Dermot's part of a thing called Kilconomics, which is economics and comedy. And that works really well in exactly the same way, isn't it? Of breaking down the jargon and...
Yeah, well, it exactly that. It makes people feel a bit more comfortable, including the speakers. So the comedians become the hosts who wear suits, and all the economists are wearing their casual clothes and are all very relaxed. So it's a kind of a role reversal, which puts everybody... Well, I suppose it puts the academics at ease and the comedians just feel completely out of place, but we're kind of trained to deal with that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a similar thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's such a great way to communicate information. And it's really, as you're saying, I think the academics almost enjoy it more. They're like, I get to do this. I get to, am I a comedian now? And I'm like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You stand up and do comedy, you are.
Is there sometimes, though, nothing worse than someone who isn't funny at all trying to be funny?
Why are you looking at me? How dare you? How very dare you?
Anyone to see the Dermot and Dave live comedy tour? Sometimes, you know, your typical stereotype academic in the blazer and the trying to tell a few jokes, can't that be very awkward?
Yes. One thing that I talk with the academics about when we kind of do the training beforehand is that I believe really strongly that everyone has a sense of humor and everyone can be funny. Mm. But also, I think what you're describing is kind of that thing of like someone that is trying to tell jokes or talk in a way that is clearly not natural to them is so off-putting. So we talk a lot about like figuring out what your own sense of humor is, and then, you know, either from what you the jokes that you like to crack or maybe your favorite comedians or something like that, and then saying, okay, now how do you write material that's like that you're going to feel comfortable delivering?
Right.
Because, you know, if the audience is uncomfortable with you or if they're scared for you, they won't laugh. So like getting people to seem like they're really comfortable and to say material that suits them, you know, that's not like a guy who's very like formally dressed with like a pipe being like, so ladies,
what's the deal with airline food, guys?
What's the deal with Adams? What's the dream then?
I mean, I suppose I'd just love to see more of it. I seriously would. And I think like more events that kind of bring those two things together. In the 6 years that I've been in Ireland, the number of people working in science communication and stuff has rapidly grown. There's a lot more like conferences, there's a lot more events and stuff than I see that there used to be. I think also at the same time, you are starting to see more comedy events that are around ideas.
Yeah.
You know, places like, you know, Body and Soul, Electric Picnic type festivals. Like, I'd love to just see more of that because I think there is a huge appetite for it.
Would you ever be concerned that people in the scientific community would criticize you for almost dumbing down science in their view?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a concern sometimes because the sort of people that science selects for are very exacting and like to be like, aha, but that's not exactly true. Now, is it? And so I do get a little bit of that pushback sometimes. But at the same time, I'm really heartened by the number of people who understand how necessary and important it is and that bridging science with comedy is a really valuable thing. I think especially, right, like I was saying, I'm a lecturer now at NUI Galway. I only started in the last year. And at the same time that I applied for that job, I applied to have a show in the Galway Fringe. And so I was over doing my show for the Galway Fringe and I went in to see, you know, my new colleagues. And the head of school very supportively emailed everyone in the department my show poster. Now, I can't say what my show was called on the radio.
Right.
Because it contains an expletive.
Why don't you... Dave, pick a word.
Choose.
You do speak English, right?
Sometimes, so
pick a funny word.
Globule.
Globule, okay. Well, why don't you replace the swear word in the title of your show with globule and then say the title?
Okay, so the show was called globule this and other stories.
Dave, you globuling idiots.
And like, I had this awesome poster of like me playing a ukulele on a giant wave. And yeah, my new boss just sends us to like everyone in the department is like, our colleague Jessamine is doing a show on the Galway Fringe tonight.
Way to take me seriously, boss.
Yeah, I had a little bit of like, oh God, but also like, what a cool supportive thing to do that like, you know, they obviously felt that it was valuable that I did that in addition to my research background, in addition to the fact that I'm going to be teaching all this stuff, like that it's important that I also do that. So I'm really delighted to be in such a supportive environment there. And also there's loads of science communicators and scientists who do a lot of public work around Ireland who also see how much value it has.
But they're not saying to you in the corridors, where'd you learn physics? In Clown College?
Don't give my students ammunition.
We think it's a great idea. If people want to go to a Bright Club, how do they do it?
So you can basically find out when the next Bright Club is by following us on Facebook or Twitter. So there's a Bright Club Dublin that's on Facebook and Twitter, and there's Bright Club Galway that's on Facebook or Twitter.
Dr. Jessamine Fairfield, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for what you're doing. We genuinely think this is a brilliant thing of bringing science to people in consumable ways. So fair play to you.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
Dr. Jessamine Fairfield, a nanoscientist, comedian and science communicator there, lecturer in the School of Physics down in NUIG, and originally from New Mexico.
There's Niall Horan and Slow Hands. 53102 is a text line. Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com if you want to drop an email.